Me, but also you. The Pharaoh fast forwards his favorite foreign film, Powder Donut. Okay, what's my line?
The only line I see here on the script is get options based on your budget with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive.
Oh man, that's a tongue twister, huh? I'm sorry, I'm gonna need a few more minutes. Bulbous Walrus, the Bulbous Walrus.
The Name Your Price tool, only from Progressive.
The owl ran afoul of the comatose coxswain.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Crowd one.
Yes.
I have no idea what you guys are talking about.
I told you. I'm like, there's one. It's coming. I told you.
What are you guys talking about? What's crowd one?
My mom is in crowd one. Yo. And she's like, I'll find 1.8. I was like, yo, mama, mabile.
Death by mabile.
And then she was like, couldn't have done and give up fag. I was like, oh.
Podcast and chill. Matt G, the Ghost Lady, and Len Moleko.
Yes, it's the biggest song in the world and the biggest podcast in the world. Are we not in the world or still just in SA?
International, baby.
What's going on? Ghost ladies here, ladies here. The pool is here. I am here. You are here.
Tabang is here.
Everybody's here, man.
Here.
And we are 50,000 strong.
And just like the song, we are also not nominated.
We are not nominated for what?
I'm just saying, just like the song.
Yeah.
As big as we are, uh-huh. And as big as the song is.
How does it feel, guys? 50,000 subscribers. Yo,
you wanted it.
Yeah. So now what?
100.
But I'm saying we got 50 now. What happens when you get 50?
I don't know. You get half a plaque. I don't know. What happens?
The problem is that we're in lockdown, so we can't have a party and celebrate it. It's like now we didn't feel the niceness of it, you know?
Yeah.
Because you can imagine if we came back today and we're like, yo, guys, the party was so nice.
Oh, yes,
the
yes.
50K party.
Can't we have a digital party?
Virtual party, yeah. You're supposed to put that together. You're the events guy.
How?
Nah. Okay.
Well, we just decided now.
You have just been assigned as the events guy.
Wow.
Here it is what it is.
Thanks for the job spec.
Oh, goodness, man. So, next is 100.
Yes.
I don't care about numbers now. I just wanted 50, man. I'll get sharp now.
Oh.
You don't have to subscribe. Actually, don't subscribe. Rishab, we don't want any more.
Don't like, no don't comment, like. Nothing.
The party's over. Let's perk up.
Hey, because it's tough at the top, bro. It's tough at the top, man. People calling you and wada.
Oh, so people are calling you and congratulating you.
How was your birthday, Ghost Lady?
It was good.
Was it Kanye's birthday or Ghost Lady's birthday?
It was Kanye's birthday.
Oh, okay, yeah. Okay.
Ghost Lady's birthday is somewhere in April.
What did you get up to?
What did I do? I was home. Mm. But yeah. I went to work a little bit. Yeah. Mm. And my husband took me out.
Oh, yeah. Wow. You brave.
I went to a restaurant.
You are brave.
Yeah. No, actually, it went all fine, hey?
Mm. Yeah.
Was he sitting in the car when I in the restaurant?
No, we were inside the restaurant.
Which restaurant did you go to?
And then they were saving us cream in Brooklyn.
Oh. In Brooklyn?
Yeah.
It sounds top tier.
No, it is there. It is there. Mm-hmm.
And how was the arrangement, like social distancing, all that?
There was social distancing as they expect you to. And yeah, they were just offering like non-alcoholic wine. So that was just the sad part.
Do they sanitize the food before you eat it?
Dump it in.
No, it's just that the waiters and the manager, they're just wearing the mask and, you know, being very respectfully distant.
So when you enter, do you enter wearing a mask?
Yeah, you enter wearing a mask.
But then you take it off.
Yeah, then you take it off.
Sounds so pointless.
Mm. Yeah, but it's like, basically it's like how you would be at home. And if you had a waiter inside your house, or you had a chef, what would you expect them to wear? Maybe a mask and gloves and
an apron.
All right, anyway. Nothing else. Hey, welcome to the podcast. We are back, ladies and gentlemen, 50K strong. Thank you so much to everybody who subscribed. And remember, we're meant to give away 5 bottles of grandeur.
Yes, sir.
So we'll still give them away because... you know, we said we'd do it. You'll just probably get your bottles after the ban.
Yes.
Yeah, of course.
But we'll announce in Podcast Uncut, ne?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What do you think was late?
Who's going to win?
Yeah.
Podcast Uncut. So that's coming out this Thursday, right?
Yes. Yeah. Then we'll announce the winners. All right. Otherwise, where do you guys want to start with the podcast? So much was happening.
What happened?
It was a movie.
No.
Another one.
No, I want to know what happened to part 2.
I was part of a movie last week.
Eh?
I was part of a movie last week.
What happened?
He will say. It involved. Uh-huh. It started with him.
I want to know.
Me?
Yes.
I want to know. What did I do?
Is it a part 2 kind
yes.
of movie?
Oh,
Man, let's not even talk about that.
I know.
A waste of time now.
I want to know.
Sugar. I thought you were talking about Shaka Marine World.
With the dolphins in the jacuzzi.
What is it about girls in jacuzzis, man? I think I need to get one, bro.
I think jacuzzi and hubby.
He's sorted.
With what?
I don't know, does a jacuzzi make you wet or something? Like?
Well, technically, if you are
inside, you're going to get wet. What is in there? Water. And it bubbles.
Do you have a jacuzzi experience, Ghost Lady?
I've had a jacuzzi experience.
Ghost Lady or Kanye?
Kanye.
Okay, wait. When you say jacuzzi experience, I know what he means. I don't know what you mean.
Okay. Oh, is that what you mean? Okay.
Did you see the Shaka thing? Videos?
What happened?
You don't know about the Shaka thing?
Uh-uh.
Wow. Please break it down for her.
Why does it always have to be me?
Because you know him.
Because you know.
How do I know him?
Yeah, BFFs.
No. I'm BFF with everybody. No, man. Panakimang, I forgot his name. SK.
SK.
Yes. SK was in a party with like some girls and some of his friends. And people were naked, smoking hubbly in a jacuzzi. And yeah, they were just having fun.
It was Rock the Girls Reloaded.
Super Reloaded.
Part 2.
And people were just going off like, nya, 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 Shaka. Like, dude, guy's having fun. Leave him alone.
You haven't seen the videos, though?
No.
You lie.
When did this happen? Because I saw videos circulate. I thought it was someone else. I didn't know, actually, it was related to Shaka, SK, basically.
Yeah, he's there in the video doing the things. And in the jacuzzi, it was, yo.
Geez. What?
Len showed me the videos before we started recording. Ooh. Fuck it up. I'm so pissed. Please, why didn't I get an invite? Like, I never get invited to these things.
Okay, and this happened during lockdown?
Yeah.
So that was the problem. Is that why people are beefing?
I don't know. I don't know why people are beefing. But people have fun. Have you never had one wild night?
Plenty.
Mm-hmm.
See? So what happened is
so
these
just
guys...
just because your night was not kept...
There was a former minister there as well.
Huh?
Yeah, it was like hockey club shit.
Oh.
Yeah. So these guys invited some girls, right? And then the girls came. Boom, boom, boom.
They probably did.
They had fun. Sharp. So the only reason why I think it's circulating or gone viral, because the ladies wanted to...
extort money now.
Yes, from the guys. These guys. Because yeah. I don't think these guys paid.
That's
SK.
What I saw.
Yeah, I don't think SK paid. And apparently it's something that these girls do like on a daily basis.
Were they supposed to pay?
Yes. So what they do is they sleep with guys for men. I mean...
Wow.
Whoa.
That's a fresh new one.
They sleep with guys for money.
Yeah.
And then if you don't pay, then they'll say you rape them or drug them and stuff like that.
Oh.
To extort money from you.
That's a story you heard.
Yes. Okay. Yes. So WSK didn't pay, and allegedly these girls wanted money. And so now it's coming out that no, these girls knew what was happening.
Yeah.
They didn't get raped. No one got drugged. They were just having a good time. It happened to be recorded, and then it recorded with their phones. You know?
Ah,
and then
yeah.
The video that you saw is the one that, I don't know how you got it because no one has seen that.
What do you mean?
That's the video that everyone wants to see. The one which, what happens in the jacuzzi.
Oh, that one.
Yeah. So Len is an exclusive.
Ta-da.
I saw the video. All I can say is I'm not going to be going on Pornhub for a while. That shit
is
lit.
That's satisfying.
That shit is lit.
No, really?
Okay,
so what happened to these girls now?
I don't know.
I don't know what's happened to them, but...
But from the video, does it show that... Does it still continue with the thinking of how they were saying that they got raped or they were
Nah. These girls knew what was going on. It was all consensual, man. You could see they were just having a good time.
All right.
Yeah. But that party, I'm so sad I didn't get an invite, man. I wasn't going to partake in anything. I just want to just be there to
Why
see.
Why do people allow videos in such things, number one?
Yeah, and you're SK, you know you're famous.
Yeah.
There's always that one idiot where people are doing things. The one idiot who's going to take a video. Or the one idiot who's going to take...
Because I'm sure the video doesn't look discreet. It's like people there smiling for the camera. Like, hey.
They're smiling, they're drinking, smoking weed, hubbly, jacuzzi. They're twerking naked.
Yeah.
Slid, bro.
Best days of our lives.
I can only imagine during my times if there were cameras.
You see, that's why your moments were not captured.
So, he feels left out because he doesn't have a reference to go back. He's like, hey, I used to be hot. Hey? I used to be hot. Cover up, boy.
Look at me.
But how many of these parties do you think are happening that we don't know of?
Of course, there's a lot.
Nah.
There's a lot happening.
Now during lockdown
daily?
Or just in general?
During lockdown.
Oh.
So many celebs are having these parties. I don't know. How many subscribers do you need to get an invite?
Maybe 100,000.
Yeah, perhaps.
Or why don't you just make your own?
Oh, we've got a pool.
Yeah.
We need a jacuzzi, ghost lady.
We need to enhance this pool.
Yeah, you know. And yeah, jacuzzi, pool, sorted. See there, we are within. Rabatzen.
Mm. But what do you think about celebrities hosting these parties?
I think it's irresponsible.
And whose party was it?
I don't know.
No, it's like a get-together. Mm-hmm. It's like, hey, boy, call some honeys there.
Okay.
Oh, prize. You know, people are having like these weird prize.
Yeah.
I just think it's irresponsible. Like, looking at what we're going through now and the numbers are skyrocketing and it's like a case of every week. We're freaking number 5 in the numbers of the world as a country. And people are still having parties, smoking hubbly and sharing that pipe and shit. You know, the hubbly pipe, that is. Mm. It's just insane.
Which pipe were you referring to?
I just didn't want to be ambiguous.
No.
Yeah. And what do you think, Gosling?
Some pipes.
No, I just, you know what? You cannot be judging people 24/7 or even knowing what they do behind their closed doors. For me, the stupid part is, why would you allow a camera? If I know we're having a bra, it's straight up. Like, okay, let's say now I'm having a bra, we're having a party. Like, don't allow cameras. So what do you expect?
It was a fuckfest, bro.
Yeah.
If it's not on Instagram,
it's just an orgy. Live.
Yeah.
Yeah.
SK was Tim.
Ha.
Ooh. Have you ever been in one?
Orgy?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, a couple.
Chesa.
Couple.
So what happens? How does it work?
Tell us,
please.
We want rules. We've never lived Runaki.
That was Meggy. You're talking to Funzo now. Funzo has changed.
I don't know what Meggy did.
No,
I'm a changed man now.
It's okay.
So how many women and how many men?
So how does it happen? How does it happen?
How many? Okay, just one occasion.
Us, the requirement.
What is, how many women were there and how many guys were there? And are the girls on TV?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, Kanye West. I ring Kanye West.
We are still here. We haven't moved.
How many girls?
What happens?
No, man. It's an orgy. What happens in an orgy?
Like, I don't know. I've never participated in one.
It was a long time ago.
Yes, it's fine.
You know, these
not just
happen.
On numbers. So, yeah, the ratio.
How many of you guys were there?
No, there was only 2 guys.
How many girls?
There was about 4.
Ooh.
That's the one.
That's a 6-star.
Open plan. Open plan.
Guys, one of those things.
Like, Lispana Juan. Like,
Ochi is like 10.
Because the numbers are not adding up, Agir. So, how do you. Degree of separation? How does it work?
You deal with what you can handle, Chief.
Okay.
So, it could be 4 at once or 2 at once.
Yeah.
Or 1 at once.
Yeah.
Huh.
So, what was your issue?
Guys. Hey, let's talk about
And how did you handle it?
Let's talk about something else, man.
How much did you handle?
Mm.
Yeah, what do you think about Kanye West?
Wait, we'll get there.
Aye, guys. Let's leave. Ooh, it. I'm on. Ah, man. Tabang, cut this out, man.
How many? Do you have multiple orgasms there? What happens?
Yeah, oh, how does it work?
Do you take breaks? Is there like a...
It's panajwa.
You've never had an orgy?
No.
What? That's great. Tabang, have you? What, guys? Are you serious?
You're the only one.
That's
why we're asking for advice. Yeah.
Teacher's master.
Teacher's master. Master Meg G.
Juanito Mush. I know. Yeah, you guys are crazy. All right, cool. Yeah, let's talk about Kanye West.
Wow. That segue.
I get it. You want him to win. Eh?
I want him to win what? The elections?
Yes.
No, I don't want him to win.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just...
Did you see his rally speech?
I wanted to watch it. I didn't get time.
Mm.
I didn't get time.
But is there hope,
though? I
know
he was talking about slavery and stuff like that because I was reading some extracts from what he was saying. But I didn't really go deep into it.
Yeah. Mm. No, he had like a mental breakdown on stage.
Mm.
He ended up speaking about how his mother saved him and how his dad wanted to abort him. So if it wasn't for his mother, there wouldn't be a Kanye West. And then he started crying. And yeah, it was crazy.
I think Kanye changed after his mother passed away.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's been the story forever now.
Yeah, I think like, because even, okay, cool. There is musically post his mother's passing. That is brilliant.
Yeah.
However, pre his mother passing away, he gave us proper music.
Mm.
Like your late registration.
I still love the old Kanye. Yeah. Yeah. You know?
But
there was someone in the crowd while he was crying and, you know, talking about his mom and dad and whatever. So while he was done crying, someone in the crowd, that one person.
Mm. Like the one who takes a video in particular.
Yeah. Was like, so what's the point?
Was it a white person?
I don't know. They were just like, so what's your point? And the whole crowd was like, oh, I win.
Yo. And just from watching that, do you think he'll handle like presidency?
Nah. It's too emotional.
Yeah.
It's too emotional.
He needs.
You gotta be cold, man. You know, to think that you know what 300 million people want, you can't be right in the head.
Yeah.
Mentally.
Donald.
Yeah.
Mm.
To say, no, I know what you guys want. All 300 million of you.
Yeah.
I mean, Cyril is struggling with 56 million people. Imagine 300 million people.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I still say, I think it's just PR, man.
Just PR?
Yeah, the guy likes attention, man. Loves attention.
But that's what we said about Donald Trump, and he ends up being a president.
Yeah.
Maybe that's just the pattern for America now.
The American dream is to become a president.
Yeah. Why would anyone want to become a president, man? So much shit you have to deal with.
Isn't it status, for one?
Mm.
Yeah.
Imagine walking around.
It's an achievement.
I'm a president.
Yeah.
But then that's what I'm saying. It goes back to the ego thing. It's like a drug. It's an ego thing.
Mm-hmm.
Look, I think at the core of it, it's a nice to have. But once you are in it, you realize, what a 1 year type thing.
Mm.
You know? So, yeah, it looks good on paper. But having, like you said, having to deal with like 56 million, 300 million people, however many people, you have to have a sense of coldness in you. Look at
but also a sense of compassion. You know, you need to be, because you have to be like the daddy. Forget that, the father figure of the nation.
Do you think, what's his name, is compassionate? He doesn't look compassionate. What's his name?
Donald.
No, Russian.
Vladimir.
Vladimir. Putin. Putin looks like he's a hard ass. He doesn't give a fuck.
That's what Russia is all about, though.
You kind of need to have that.
It's a cold country.
Literally.
Because when last did you live in a complex?
About 5 years ago.
5 years?
Yeah.
And you still live in a complex, no?
I woke up there this morning.
I fucking hate complexes, man.
Why?
I feel like I'm in prison, bruh. You can't do anything.
What do you mean?
There's rules for everything. Fucking thing.
Yeah.
I tried to change my tire. Listen, my tire, dog, the other day. Because actually my woman's tire was flat. Mm. So I'm busy changing there. The security guards come. And he's like, no, you have to move the car outside.
how? But
I'm like, how? I'm like, the car is fucked. He's like, no, we don't care whether you tow it, move it outside, change it, and then bring it back. I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? And really? It was a whole thing, yes. Over a tire.
A tire?
A fucking tire.
Yeah.
So I asked him, okay, cool. No, I want to change it outside. How do I do that? Mm. Please tell me. Balance me real quick.
Yeah. No, you should have said balance the car for me real quick.
Yeah, yeah. Our complexes are prison, dog.
Yeah.
I kid you not.
And I feel like people who stay in complexes, they are just there to guard other people. There's that mentality of, well, I'm just here to make sure that the neighbor is doing right. Like, if you just put up the volume already, there'll be someone, your own neighbor. The volume is too loud.
I struggled with noise. You remember, like, when times were normal, we'd be, like, chilling on a weekend, on a Friday or a Saturday. And come on, nine. Like, we play music relatively decent.
Mm.
And securities would come knocking, I don't know how many times.
Yeah.
And like you say, I think there's somebody in the complex who wants to play Mother Hen,
yes,
or Father Chicken.
There's always those people.
Like, yeah, they're making noise there at number 65. Mm. Yeah, yeah, this and this and this and this and this.
I don't get people who move in and they're just there. It's like, yeah.
And but over and above, okay, you can't change your tire and whatnot. It's also things like if you live at the bottom, it's worse because you get that one idiot. I think, I don't know, there's a screw that moves. And then they decide to move furniture and...
Yep. When we were also living in a complex, we were also at the bottom floor. So...
And you got a lot of, like, cigarette butts.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Nah. Over. People just throw over. And it's like, you have to complain about that.
The ones I have are because of him.
The other day, I left my key, I think it was at the house or something, to open the gate. So I couldn't open the gate. Go to the security guard. I'm like, ah, no, he knows me. You know, he sees me all the time. I'm like, please open. I've left my key. He's like, no, call your number and then press the button. Imagine, I got to call myself to let myself in.
Oh, yes. That also happens.
I'm like, this fucking guy, like, dude.
Happens with...
And he called.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then I answered and I pressed 9 and it opened.
Did you die? You didn't die.
And what did he say?
No,
he feels like he did his job.
I'm defeated after that.
But also maybe there's a thing whereby they get monitored in terms of, okay, why did you open the gate? Because imagine if they had to do that for every Tom, Dick, and Harry who's like, yo, no, I live here.
Mm.
I mean, there's how many people do live in your complex? Probably over 300, perhaps. Just ballpark figure.
Yeah.
Because obviously, they're
not going to know everyone.
Yeah. They're trying to make you responsible. Like, you must be responsible for your own key so that you must open for yourself and not depend on us.
Are you guys defending these fuckers?
No. So, you see, with the opening...
Maybe you the fucker.
Yeah. Think about that one. See, with the opening of the gate, like, on some, no, I left my key. That one I understand. It's the tire one that I don't get.
Yeah. And the thing is, these guys, most of them, the securities are black. And they treat white people differently, because the very next day, okay, not next day, but a week or two after, an Indian guy was changing his tire. Nothing happened. Hey, chief, how are you, chief? Are you good, my brother? Come here, chief. Hey, we got a delivery here. Let's sanitize it. Uber Eats. How are you, my brother? What's your name, my brother?
My name is Semanda Fazia.
Semanda Fazia? Yes. Oh, please go stand that side and grab that mic. Let's talk to you for a while, eh? Mr. Uber Eats. What did you get us, Ghost Lady?
We got, I think, what did you order, Len?
Something from McDonald's.
Yeah, something from McDonald's.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, my sanitizer.
No, yeah. Sanitize.
It's important.
Hey, your name is again?
Semanda Fazir. Yes.
Where are you from, my brother?
From Uganda.
Oh, Uganda. Yeah. How long have you been in SA for?
I think now it's 12 years.
Oh, and how's the Uber Eats now since Corona?
Us as the drivers, we are making money.
Yeah. As we get into Uber Eats,
we are making money.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think if it goes like this, it's going to be better for us.
Mm.
How much have you made so far?
So far, I can sleep a week. I can make
3.5. A week. Yeah. Jeez.
A week, 3.5.
That's good money.
Yeah.
And then, do you deliver to famous people?
Hmm?
Do you deliver to famous people? Have you delivered to someone famous?
Yeah. Who? No, not yet.
Oh, not yet.
Yeah.
Oh, we are the first. We are famous.
We are famous. We're very famous, eh?
Yeah.
Exactly.
You must subscribe to our YouTube channel.
Hmm?
You must subscribe to our YouTube channel.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Mm. What's the name of the channel?
My which name? Which channel?
This one.
This one.
I don't know. I don't know because you didn't tell me.
So are you going to subscribe? Because you said you're going to subscribe.
So tell me, which am I going to subscribe? Tell me.
It's Podcast and Chill. Podcast and Chill.
Okay.
Yeah, here we go.
Okay.
Yeah, you see this one?
Yeah.
Then you'll become a chiller, ne?
Okay.
Thank you, my brother.
All right.
Sharp.
Thank you so much.
A week.
Yo!
Damn. That's more than YouTube gives us.
A month.
That's crazy, man. Oh, what a
thank
nice
so
guy.
Much.
Thank you so much, man.
Thank you so much, my chief.
Okay.
Yeah. Enjoy the rest of your day, my brother.
Good man.
Semanda Fazil. That's his name.
Does he need a code to get out, Ghost Lady?
No, he doesn't need a code.
I'm open for him.
I hope his tie is not flat. You left your phone in the car. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, my brother.
Bye-bye.
Take care, man.
Cool.
What a nice guy. Hey, but he's right. There's some people that don't want lockdown to end, eh? Because they're coining it. Like the cigarette guys.
I'll eat after we record, Ghost Lady. It's going to be weird eating while we record.
Like we're doing a mukbang.
Yeah.
Oh. You know?
No, like Uber guys are or delivery. Because, I mean, a lot of people don't want to go to restaurants like Ghost Lady decided to go.
Mm.
Some people don't want to cook.
Mm.
So what's the easiest thing to do?
And the cigarette guys are killing it.
You mean the underground?
Yeah.
The underground guys.
Oh.
Yo.
I'm sure they don't want this thing to end.
So are you still, still RJ?
The last time we recorded, Rich alcohol was still available.
Oh, yeah, the last recording. Yeah.
It did. And then it closed.
And it closed literally hours after we recorded.
But you predicted it. You said there'd be restrictions.
Yes.
Mm.
And look at us now.
Yeah.
Traffic. Hmm. But the thirst to want to drink when the first lockdown happened, I don't have that.
Because
The first round, I was like, what do you want to give me, Tabang?
Your Coke.
Yes, you can give me the Coke. It's fine. The first lockdown and the first round, level 5, level 4, when alcohol was not available for reselling, I was one of those people, yes, I'll admit, I was one of those people who was like, bo, take it or leave it. I took it. Thanks, bro.
It was that bad.
How long was it? Was it a month and a half?
Uh-huh.
I think in that period of time, I spent something close to 10 grand.
Wow.
I'm actually in the process of take it or leave it. Mm. I've got a supplier all the way from Habanskral who's on some take it or leave it. So I'm busy thinking.
Because, I mean, well, the reason why I got to that amount was because primarily I would drink whiskey. So like a bottle of a Jameson or a Glenfiddich would be like 1,000 or 1,200.
Yeah. And you went through what? How many bottles?
I think... Oh, and there was an instance where I bought... this is funny. Where I bought a green label for about 2.5 grand.
Shit. You've got money.
Were you also an Uber driver then? Doing 3.5 every week. Yeah, ne?
So, yeah, those... I don't think the underground alcohol people want this to end.
Nah.
Cause, and Cyril Roshailega can't, or Roshailega ka, what do you call it? Tackle from behind.
Cause
he made sure that when he made his speech, it was done at around 8, 9. So your supply for the week
and it was
finishing
immediate.
So you like, because in my mind, I was also thinking, like, yo, tomorrow, like, you know, I'll go stock up, I'll be good.
Yeah.
Little did I know, I got home, like, Moscow.
Mm-hmm.
Ish.
It was sad, hey?
But it was needed. There are people who drink, do stupid things, and they filling up hospital beds.
Okay.
So
and jacuzzis.
Yep.
And jacuzzis. Yeah. Wait, are they filling jacuzzis?
They're already inside them.
Inside who?
Jacuzzis. Oh. Yes.
Fuck,
but so how are you going to function now, though, going forward, Mr.
can wa coke.
Oh, okay.
So coke, Oros, coffee.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's refreshing, man. It's refreshing.
Okay, I'll ask you next week.
Yeah. Let's see how refreshed you are going to be next week.
I don't know, but I just had to buy that bottle.
Take it or leave it.
I know Len knows nothing about this. Did you hear the Tory Lane story and Meg Thee Stallion?
Yes.
Yeah.
So he really like shot her.
I don't know, allegedly.
Allegedly, yeah.
Yeah.
So
do you know what you're talking about,
Len? Tory Lanez is a guy who makes people twerk.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Meg Thee Stallion, do you know who that is?
I don't know.
Did you see the video of Tory Lanez when he actually stood up? He was in studio. I think it was with Sway.
Yeah.
And he stood up. He was still the same height. The guy is so short. You must see that video.
Oh, I think I saw someone like that on Twitter when this guy, he was sitting down. And
yeah,
he
stood up.
But he was still the same height of him sitting down.
Yeah.
I saw that. You must see that.
Yeah.
No, so basically what happened is Tory Lanez, he's a rapper, né? Meg Thee Stallion, she's also like a rapper. She's like the new Cardi B.
I'm a savage.
I'm a savage. You know the song, I'm a savage. She's so big, she even did a song with Beyonce.
Yes.
That's how big she is.
Yeah.
So she's running shit.
Beyonce
right
jumped
now.
In the remix there.
Yeah. So they had an altercation and then he shot in the foot.
And this was at Kylie's house.
Mm.
Kylie Jenner and... Not... Yeah, Kylie.
So my thing is that side, like... gunshot is like... Shabam took a clap, but like... It's like, hey, when...
Your food. No, yep. But I think previously we had a discussion about the... easily accessible, or how easily accessible guns are in the States.
Mm, the gun laws are just crazy, yeah.
Like,
I've never even fired a gun in my life.
Who has?
Well, I don't even think I've ever held a gun in my life.
Yeah. I think it's not a popular thing in SA, you know, unless you want to get into, you know, criminal
activities.
Yeah.
Mm. Mm.
Then like, you would say, I want a gun.
Like, you know how easy it was? There's this church in, I think it's in Western Area or Zirbekom,
mm-hmm.
where people were like shooting each other inside a church and they had like...
Inside a church?
Yes, they had automatic rifles.
What?
Like proper shit.
Was that a church?
Inside a church. I think it's what? I don't know, Muloi's or Mulifi or somebody's church. I don't know. Hmm. But somewhere there in Zirbekom.
And people died, ne?
I think there were two fatalities and a lot of people got injured. Oh, today it's not me, it's him.
Hmm.
Let's turn this phone off, man.
Is it orders?
yeah. It's Valile.
It's my uncle. And it's always family that's calling me, eh?
One other time.
Yeah. Okay, let me switch it off. No ways, dude. What church was this?
I don't know what's the name of the church, man. Let me check. But it's there in the west there, by Western Area there, by Zirbeko.
Yeah.
Yes. I'll tell you the name of the church now.
So if someone pulled a gun up on you...
I'm giving him whatever he wants.
Oh. The look at that was so easy. I need a gun to get all those bottles and all that money you spent, eh?
Yeah.
I'm not playing those games, bro.
But that must be scary, though.
Yeah.
Having a gun pointed at you.
Yeah, I think it's very scary.
It's the International Pentecost Holiness Church in Zirbeko. Mm. Yeah.
It ain't holy there.
It's also known as Mudise's Church. Mudise Church, yes.
Shit.
Ouch.
And then did you see your best friend released a song?
Entanglement.
Who's my best friend?
August.
Oh.
Mm.
Yeah.
Oh, the one with Rick. I saw the song, but I never got a chance to listen to it.
Yeah, let me play it for you. Hey, this guy's disrespectful, man.
And Rick Ross is in it, ne?
Yeah.
He's featured. But he was grooming Alewane, and then they were, he was hung out to dry.
Yeah.
Here's the song. I don't know, can you hear it?
Somewhere make money out of it, yeah.
Mm. Hey, Og.
Make money out of your misery.
Entanglement season is coming.
But it's catchy though, man. It's really, really catchy. America, white new. Dude, imagine. Entanglement has now got a song that's never going to go away. The song is here to stay.
So maybe my producer is busy cooking up immediate effect.
Oh, fuck. Did you guys check out the lyrics? Let me check out the lyrics as well.
Are you one of those people?
With this, I had to, man, because I just wanted to understand what he was saying.
Ghost Lady, when you grew up, did you write like Bo Whitney Houston in it? Did you write lyrics on like a book and stuff? And then
I did, but it was rap songs.
Oh,
because I Missy Elliott, you know, okay. Those are my people.
What do you think about the Will and Jada situation since we last spoke? Because I know you weren't interested. You're still not interested.
They're adults. Mm.
They can do what they do.
Just like SK, adult.
Mm-hmm. Mm. That's what I said. Yeah.
And you, Ghost Lady, have you changed your stance?
No, I've not changed. I still believe that.
All right.
They're going to struggle through this.
Yeah, I don't know.
We're going to see.
That house must be a mess right now.
Yeah.
All right, here's the...
But I like August's comeback. This song was good.
Yeah, it's because like if you watch the Red Table interviews, like they threw him under the bus.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So this song is like a big
fuck you.
Dude, okay, make money out of it. And he's just done well. I'm like...
All right, here's the lyrics. The definition of entanglement. Whoa, whoa, whoa. It's when you're entangled in the sheets. Girl, I know that we don't call it a relationship, but you're still fucking with me.
Yo.
Does that mean they were busy? Even after the affair, like they've been busy. Because remember, she said it happened a long time ago, like 4 years ago.
There was realness to us. No matter if it was 4 years back or 2 years ago, but it was a relationship that was solid between the two of them, you know. So, yes, it may have been put like as if it was a little mistake that happened one night and just move on. They had that. Going. He even met Will Smith, you know, which is why he thinks like it's like the guy gave him the go ahead, you know, the ayo, keep on doing this. So it's like they're all family.
Mm. All right, here's the Rick Rock verse. Give me a Shorty leaning on my shoulder, got her questioning my willpower. Jaded by a beauty, but a reputation real solid. Morning down the hallway, I can tell you how I feel about it. Caught in the matrix, and I doubt I can get up on it. Living like there's no tomorrow, met your boy with open arms. Tell you all my darkest stories, promise that you won't depart. Keys to over 40 cars left me with a broken heart. Still, I gotta get around. Favorite artist was Tupac. Watch a movie, then we freak it. Tangled up, I'm getting deeper. Do this shit like every weekend, guess I'm just a little secret. Entanglement is when a man is licking until you tremble. Saddest part is I still love you, just to keep it simple.
Now Rick can write.
Well, what did Will and Jada do to Rick Ross, bro?
he was there.
I know, but it sounds like he goes in, eh?
Yeah. Mm. Verse 2. Yeah. I'm being honest, baby. Don't want no strings attached. You just want a nigga that's gonna break your back.
Think about you are within your field.
How,
dude? Imagine some nigga saying this about your wife, dog. Ari. I'm being honest, baby. Don't want no strings attached. You just want a nigga that's going to break your back. Go to Pornhub and say, break your back.
My searches are not that deep.
Wow. Don't know you, that's cold-hearted. Once you're gone, no coming back. Girl, you're fucking with a youngin'. I be doing shit you like. Don't be talking when I see you. All you hear are love sounds. Going round and round, you want a nigga to take you down.
So basically this guy is saying sexually he was satisfying Jada more than Will is or was.
100%.
Yeah.
And that's her husband. I'm on my way, I'm gonna pull up when he dip.
Dip is leaving next.
Yeah.
Just checking if I'm in with the lingo, yo.
He's always think of me and you fucking. If he see me, he gon' trip. House with no key. Girl, I know I fucked up your hair. Lay you down and hit it right there. Lay you down and hit it right there. Oh, oh, oh. That ain't my girl, but I got the key to the crib and your car.
Yeah, ne?
Everywhere.
At this rate, everywhere.
He had the keys to the house.
Everything.
So when Will Smith was on YouTube jumping off planes...
He was jumping off the bed.
Maybe he knew and it was a cry for help. Who knows?
Yeah.
You must watch Will Smith YouTube. He's everywhere else except home.
Home. That was the problem.
Well,
he was out there to conquer the world.
That's why he went in there.
Yeah.
But imagine, dog, someone saying this, another man saying this about your wife.
No,
yeah.
He was chill.
And at the end of the day, they had this arrangement.
What so what now? Is he going to release a diss track? Reply.
Gets the right of reply.
Who?
Will Smith.
But the thing is,
he ain't fresh no more, dog.
And plus, number two, Will Smith also has his own scandal, so he will not even reply to that.
Damn, man, this thing is like a movie, man.
They were getting jiggy with her.
Yeah, na na na.
Oh shit!
That's gonna be the diss track. Come on.
Oh fuck!
They were getting jiggy with her.
All right, cool. We haven't played a game in a while, ne? So I got a cool game here. There's this guy on YouTube, right? Uh-huh. His name is let me credit him. Uwabile. So what he
did, Wabile.
Yeah. So what he did is pretty cool, man. Fuck, I wish I thought about it. It's so dope. He reached out to like different artists and asked that how much they charge. Mm. And then, yeah, I've got the figures here. So I'm going to ask you the artist and then you must tell me how much you think they charge an hour. Mm. Are you guys ready?
Oh, wow. Okay.
Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Okay, cool. So just to give you things into perspective, back in the days, I used to charge 10K. Mm.
So we must think around those figures. Oh, we must double the figures because now...
I actually think, fuck, I undercharged myself. Hey, these niggas are making racks, bro. Fucking hell. I should have charged 50.
Was this before or after the jacuzzi?
Which jacuzzi? No? I've never had a jacuzzi.
Oh, you mean before or after the orgy?
Oh, the orgy did not happen in the jacuzzi.
What does the orgy have to do with my rate? It's like I'm charging per cum.
No, it's per thrust.
Then your set is definitely not 45 minutes.
All right, here we go. So you must check out that video, man. Have you seen that video?
Mm-mm, I haven't.
Cool. MT, how much do you think he charges?
MT?
Yeah, MT.
I'd say 80.
80.
Oh,
okay.
I was thinking 80 as well.
You're thinking 80?
Yeah.
45K.
45?
45.
Mm. Yep. Well, we could pay him with our subscribers and still be just with change.
You know, if all our subscribers gave a 1 rand in... Deposit 1 rand.
My boy. A Reese.
35.
With his following? 60?
60.
Yeah.
All right, Tabang, because I know Tabang likes...
What, an hour?
Yeah, for now. How much you think?
60.
55K.
We're close, Tabang.
That's little for A Reese, man.
Yeah, no.
But my thing is, how do they come up to these figures? Like, what do they use?
To is there a matrix?
Yeah. Or you just wake up and you're like, I feel like 65.
Maybe your following counts to...
Okay, how did you get to your 10 way back?
Thumbsack.
I just like... Yeah, no, 10, I think 10 is good. 10 is good. That's why I think I undersold myself. I think it should have been more.
I think your following, the impact that you have, your popularity... Well, obviously, it goes with your following. And you also gauge, like, if I'm McG and I'm playing at a festival, I can't charge 50,000 rand because people will not necessarily fill up that stadium because he's not a Black Coffee.
Mm.
Right? But if you are Black Coffee, you can say, yo, I'm charging 100K because you know that you're going to fill up that venue or that stadium or whatever. Which in turn is going to make profits for whoever is organizing the thing.
Yeah, 100%. You're right.
Mm-hmm.
That's what Euphonic told me. He got to his amount because he's like, okay, cool. If you are making money at the gate because of me, because people come to see me and I fill it up, therefore, I feel like if you're charging 100 rand, every 20 rand should come to me. For example. And then you take that 20 rand and you multiply it by how many people you think
are going to come.
Because Len is right. People come to see those people.
Yes.
You know? And the promoters are the ones that make money. So you have to charge accordingly to how you think.
Okay.
How big you think you are.
I get it.
You can't be charging 15. You started last week.
How?
All right, here we go.
And you can charge 10.
Muzli.
No Muzi.
Yes.
No Muzi.
20.
30. 35K. Mm-hmm. I would not pay 35K for Muzli.
That's why I said 20.
Fuck, I don't even know a song of his. What song? What's it? What hit does she have?
Oh, I love that one.
By virtue of saying that one. right there.
I yeah. only remember the one she did with Kid X. Bang Fate.
Yes. Bang Fate. Yeah.
I don't know one song.
Yeah. But all right, Questa, my nigga, Questa.
70?
65.
70.
70.
Yeah.
Quest is 85K.
Mm, I'm closer.
Fair.
I think it's actually little because you got to bear in mind he's got a whole band. Mm. So that 85K is not just for him.
It's for the whole crew.
For the whole crew. That's actually quite little. Must call Nota and tell him to
up it up.
Man. Up it up a bit. Mm. Costa Titch, do you even know who that is?
Who the hell is that?
Who is that?
Ngalagat. Teaching Ngalagat.
Oh.
Ngalagat.
Okay.
10,000.
10,000, yeah. For biting Ngalagat, number one.
20K.
Wow.
See, we were not far.
We're not far.
Yeah, but these kids are making money, bro. Imagine 20K. Because in a weekend,
Ngalagat.
You could probably get 3 gigs a night. Mm. Ne? Mm. And then.
Back then, not now.
Yeah, 3 gigs a night. Take out your calculator there. So let's say you are Questa, 85K. All right? In 1 day, you get 3 gigs, right? Mm-hmm. So that's 385Ks, ne?
Yeah.
And then in a weekend, there's 3 days. So let's say times that by 3.
Yeah.
For Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Hey, where's the calculator?
How much is that? A weekend?
255,000.
Are you doing the maths in your head?
Yeah.
Damn. Not just a pretty face.
You said 85 by 3 gigs?
Yeah, in 1 day.
That's 255. That's
what did I say? What did I say?
Ne? And then times that by 3 for the weekend.
250, that's 750 plus 1515. That's
765.
Shit, weekend.
Yes.
Fuck me.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck me.
Oh, Jimmy.
Maybe that's why.
Okay, and then take that times by since lockdown has started, how much he's lost?
Oh, the 4 months, ne?
Is it 4 months, ne?
April, May, June, July.
Yes.
So this 250 by, you said, 3.
Yes.
So that's in a weekend, you said?
Yeah, in a weekend.
So how many months? 4 months.
Yeah. 4 months.
A month has 4 weeks, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's 4 by 4, that's 16.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
12,240,000.
That's how much he's lost.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah, ne?
And you must remember there could have been a
from Thursday.
There could have been
yeah.
a corporate.
Vodacom, there could have been a Vodacom Durban
July
the
start yeah. of the month.
And you know, like it goes down from Thursday, Friday.
Saturday. Yeah. Damn, that's crazy, G. Hey, you Noto's got money, ne?
How much did you how much did you make a weekend?
Ah, dog, I can't remember, dog. I can't remember, dog.
Can't remember. Oh, jeez, you can't remember how much you made.
This is all shit like back then. It's like 10 years ago, bro.
Okay, McG.
Okay, McG.
So, right. Funzo.
are you willing to
back
talk?
Back to the podcast.
Ricky Rick, 80K. Oh, shit, I just told you.
Funzo.
Ricky Rick, 80K. Nah, back, that's not
bring
bad.
Bring back my guy.
Yeah. 80K, not bad, not bad. He's got a lot of hits.
Okay, okay, yeah.
Nasty C, how much do you think? Mm. Coolest kid in Africa.
100 and. Yeah. He's over 100.
120.
Right? 100 on the dot.
Mm.
100K. But I think since the Def Jam thing, maybe might have.
Yeah.
Or maybe it's $100. $100,000.
$100,000.
Yeah.
No ways, bruh. That's like 16. No way.
Shoma Josie.
70K.
You? 90.
Why do you say 70?
I don't know. It just sounds like a rounded figure, nice figure for her.
100K.
I said 90.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
These guys are making money.
Yeah.
AKA Super Mega.
Yeah.
100.
90.
90. 100. 90. Respect AK, dog.
100.
Okay, where is he before me?
No.
He was coughing on his life. AK.
140.
You?
100.
150.
Close.
Mm.
That's still little for AK. But like, if you have AK.
1 million.
Hmm? Sorry?
You want to give him a million?
I think more, dude. If you have AK on your lamp, you know it's going to get packed, no matter where you are.
Fair enough.
All right, Casper, your vest.
150. The man has filled up a stadium.
160.
160. 207.
Makes sense.
How did he get the seven? Wait.
Maybe get a driver.
Yeah. How do you get the 7,000?
Let's go to the Amapiano. Ah, these ones are struggling. Amapiano artists. They're struggling.
Why do you think they make so many songs?
It's like 10 cents a song.
And these hip-hop guys are killing it, bro. Okay, Semi T.
Who's Semi T?
Lamantona about Uber.
The small, 15. The small, small boy.
15.
Yeah, I'd say 27.
30K.
Oh.
30K. Kamumpela.
45.
45.
25.
25. Right on
the
mark.
I got it.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. She's getting it. She's getting it. And you know, Len was telling me the other day, we know her father. We used to work with her father.
Yeah. I remember you guys said that.
Yeah. Imagine she brings back home Len one night.
Hey, bro, whoever will kick my ass. I wouldn't mind.
25K for what? Because all she does is just dance, bro.
That's what I'm saying. I'm like, okay, maybe 25, dancing. Yeah.
25K for dancing.
Fuck me.
If Zodwa Abantu was getting 30,000 for being Zodwa, remember, Zodwa Abantu would be like, hey, it's only 30,000 just to get some fee and jink groove.
Prince KB, my boy.
65.
Prince KB. Okay, McGee's used to charge 10. So let's multiply. 55.
55. Not bad, eh?
Not bad, not bad.
Because this is all going straight to him. There's no band, nothing.
Nice.
But this DJing thing is a scam, guys. 55K for pressing buttons for an hour.
See, but that was the problem. You did what? You should have scammed.
He was.
I got 10.
He was gonna, what's it? Were you triple M? Or were you gonna, what's a popular one now? What do they call it? What's the popular one now?
Now?
There's one now, man.
What's up now?
The WhatsApp stock fell, yes, I know that. But there's another one, man. How do they call it?
Triple M.
No, there was Triple M.
Mm-hmm.
And that sort of like went belly up.
Mm-hmm.
There's one that's popular now. Not One Life, man. Can I get
Crowd One?
Crowd One. Yes.
I have no idea what you guys are talking about.
I told you. I'm like, there's one. It's coming. It's coming. I told you.
What are you guys talking about? What's Crowd One?
My mom is in Crowd One. Yo. And she's like, I'm 1.8. I was like, yo, mama, mabile.
Death by mabile.
And then she was like, couldn't have done and give up faga. I was like, oh. I'm in Crowd One, guys.
Why are
my mother's mind. I was like,
fag. So vulnerable to Ponzi schemes, though.
What is that? What's Crowd One? What happens, dog?
I still don't understand.
That's funny.
It's a Ponzi scheme, man. It's a Ponzi scheme. Like, you put in money with the hope of getting more money out, but...
My woman does the WhatsApp stock fail.
Oh.
Oh, they tried recruiting me. I'll just keep quiet. Mm.
Can someone join so we know how it works for content?
Or maybe we must just start a podcast and chill stock fail, WhatsApp stock fail.
Yeah.
To buy a jacuzzi.
Oh, we even have a mission.
Yes. Yes. Just the jacuzzi.
Yeah.
Okay. So we nothing need. Else.
No.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. You don't want to relive McGee's life.
It's like you're talking about someone I don't know. Eh?
No, wow. Are you that reformed? Open again.
Otago Mudise Church.
They shot you into holiness, ne?
Oh, shit.
Wow. No, but people are seriously, generally, I don't know about white people because I don't have white friends and I don't know how they operate. But with a lot of black people are very vulnerable to Ponzi schemes and they always get burned.
Can someone do the WhatsApp stock fail so for content to see how it works?
Kacheltama.
Okay, give us, okay.
Give us mine.
Give us the podcast, man.
Sell your green label.
You get the ones for 100 rand, then there's a 500 rand one.
I don't play
or 1,000 rand.
I would rather use my money to subscribe to an OnlyFans account than to go into a WhatsApp stock fail.
All right, cool. All right, let me, because we don't have time, I'm just going to go through all the lists now. Prince Gabby, King Monada, 55K. Wow. Vegro Deep, 18K. Zintle, 30K.
Zintle?
Yeah. Ah. That's low, ne?
That is low.
Zintle is huge, man. Shasha, 30K. Okay. Kabza the Small, 50K. DJ Maporisa, 65K. Something Soweto, 100K. Pori, I thought Pori would be more.
Yeah, I thought Pori would be more.
Days, man.
Mac G, 10K.
1,007 rand.
1,007 rand.
Yeah.
What would you charge if you were a DJ?
It depends how big I would be.
Yeah, 50,000 subscribers right now. It's pretty big.
I'd charge 15.
15? No, I'm charging the whole 50.
One rand per subscriber.
1 rand. I am in. And I'm going to rap too, guys. I promise.
You rap while you DJ.
The thing is, the people from back in my days when we were charging, it was always like more accommodating for
promoters
so they can book you again. You don't want to kill them, you know? So you're like, all right, cool, boy, I'll 10, 15, whatever.
Mm.
These kids don't give a fuck. They're like the guys who sell alcohol. Take it or leave it.
Yeah. And you are there as the promoters. Yeah.
So we're not only tops.
Yeah. Yeah.
Tops, macro, because tops is actually a little bit more expensive.
Oh, shit. Speaking about music, there's this guy. So you guys got to... Oh, fuck. This guy's amazing.
Ooh.
You guys have to check it out. He's on YouTube. I found him out last night on my timeline. And I... It's, oh, fuck.
Who is he?
This guy is crazy, dude. He's on drugs. I think he's on LSD, those kind of things.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he's in another world. So what he does, his name is Mark Rebele. I'll put the name up, hopefully. Mark Rebele. So he's got a channel where he's in his room. He's got all his equipment. And he literally makes music live. On the live.
Whoa.
So while he composes a song.
Live. Fucking insane.
Hmm.
So... I'm seeing this because I saw him like do like the first, you know, like the shakers and he uses like, oh, fuck, you gotta check it out, dog. Fuck, he's amazing.
Okay.
So I'm checking it out, né? And then I'm like, fuck, this is dope. This is dope. And he streamed for like an hour. So this guy's so dope. He can do a hip hop track like now.
So he's a Maporisa of YouTube.
Fuck, that's Maporisa ain't got shit on this guy, dog. I've never seen anything like it.
So
this
he raps as well. He sings.
Like, oh, guys.
Look at you.
Dude, he went from a neo-soul R&B song where you're sounding like Barry White, my G. And then straight into a house song like fucking These Tears. Boom, boom, boom. Live, my G. And then he goes from like to like a techno song. And then he went to a hip-hop song. And I'm in awe. Mark Ribéry. Fucking amazing. That guy's futuristic. Because if you think about it, that's where gigs are going to be heading.
Yeah, yeah.
Because it started with like, if you're on radio, promoters will book you because they know you're going to mention their gig on the radio.
Yeah.
So then the radio DJs got gigs.
Yeah.
All right. Still happens a lot with Metro. Like all the Metro FM DJs gig.
Yeah.
And then it got to a point where if you wanted to get gigs, you had to produce music. And I think that's where we're at right now. Like, what Prince KB, all those guys, they get gigs because they produce the actual music. So that's why people book them.
Okay.
But now it's going to get to a point where at the gig, you're going to have to do a song live. Like, you're going to have to show us that you really produce. Music. Yes.
Wow.
Because you know there's ghost producers.
Okay, yes.
So there's
yes.
a lot of people that buy beats.
Yeah.
But they didn't produce the song.
Mm-hmm.
So now, because people want genuine authenticity music, and like... They want to subscribe to someone. Like, if you are Len, I want to subscribe to you because I know you actually produce the music.
Mm.
Not because there's a tabang who's cooking it up for you.
For you, yeah.
So we want to see you make the song.
Mm. So what are you going to say about performers now? So is it the end for performers?
No, DJing. Because DJing, like, let's be honest, it's just people who are standing there pressing play.
Oh, this is DJing.
For an hour.
Okay.
Metro FM DJs.
Oh, okay.
I didn't say it, he did. It's where he's at.
Touché.
So like, I think after lockdown, people will be tired of just, you know, watching a DJ from one DJ to another.
Yeah.
And then they play a song.
Playing
and
songs.
We want to see you make the song live.
Mm.
Interesting concept.
Okay.
You hear what I'm saying? But check this guy out, bro. And then he does live shows. So he started this thing on YouTube. And what I love about him, there's no hey, subscribe, like. He's just about.
Out.
Yeah. He did a video once with Erykah Badu. They were tripping, dog.
Wow.
On like acid or LSD, whatever these guys smoke. Yeah. Dude, that guy made me want to do LSD. I'm like, this looks dope.
Mushrooms. Can I get
yeah, mushrooms. What are those things?
Shrooms.
Yeah. He's crazy. Crazy. Fucking, but he's amazing. Talented, dog. Yo, I've never seen such talent. I don't think there's anyone that talented in SA right now. Not even Kabza.
Huh.
I kid you not. Because the range of what he can produce on the fly. Okay. Oh, dude, that, this guy's crazy. Crazy. Am I sucking his dick too much?
Has he come?
Okay, I'm done. Because, lady, what do you want to say before we wrap it up? I'm done. Mark Rebele, check it out. Fucking hell, amazing guy.
We're done?
Yeah.
Is that it for the day?
That's it for the day. Anything you want to say?
That's it. It's fine.
Like geeks?
I could we said people must they subscribe now?
Nah, fuck that. We Mark Rebele this shit. Yeah. We don't say it no
we
more.
We don't say anything no more. Yeah. Just leave it.
Grandeur orders are currently on hold because alcohol sales have been put on hold. Yes. But other than that, don't forget you can download the episode of Podcast and Chill, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts. And
is that why you're drinking what's only available?
What do you mean?
It's you ordered McDonald's.
I don't understand.
I'm saying that's why. Is that why you're drinking? Because alcohol is on hold.
No. I'm just not feeling alcohol at the moment.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
What are you feeling?
Coffee.
Yeah, don't forget to buy us a coffee. When last.
Look at you. I thought you were Mark replaying this. Now you're back to buy us a coffee.
We out here, man. Podcast and chill. Love you guys. Long time, man. Boom.
Podcast and chill. Mac G, the Ghost Lady, and Len Moleko.
If you thought you had to travel far to savor the pad thai of Bangkok, or to taste the pastries of Paris, take another look. With 2x total points at grocery stores, your same kitchen can come with more cuisines. Sapphire Preferred from Chase? Make more of what's yours.
Valid up to $1,000 in purchases per month from November 1st, 2020 to April 30th, 2021. Account subject to credit approval. Cards are issued by JPMorgan Chase Bank, N.A. member FDIC.